This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously a better version than Alien Ant Farm. That goes without saying. I won't relitigate this, but I mean, it's not even a contest. If you hear this song and you go, oh, you know what? That Alien Ant Farm version is better. I mean, you really need your head examined.
Okay? Yeah, Solana. Punch yourself in the face.
I've been told, I spoke with Danny Rabinowitz, Jay Lucas is the new, hopefully, the new University of Miami head basketball coach. Wow, he's only 36 years old?
Holy he's young. God. Now that we've actually looked into something, yeah, man, this dude is like, he played in the league. His family's an NBA. Like, Solana brought it up earlier. Like, yeah, this is awesome.
But we do now believe his name is Jay, not Jai.
Told you.
I said Jay the whole time.
I'm not ready to call it completely over yet, but we are leaning Jay. Not Jai.
December 5th. My birthday is December 2nd. He's a Sagittarius.
Looking to confirm the fact that Cooper Flagg is white. We'll find that out tomorrow for sure. Canes and Duke.
If he's light skin, I'd be surprised.
Let's do cat talk. You have a little cat talk for us here, Solana?
Sure. You want the open hawk?
Sure. Why not? Cat talk. Somebody texts in Lee Sterling's picks on Friday. Made some good money, especially the UFC pick. Yeah, Lee Sterling was on the money Friday.
I bet the whole Lee Sterling parlay and won me a nice little ticket.
Very nice. Very nice.
Cat Talk. It's brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. And remember, you can shop online at HollywoodKia.com. So Paul Maurice, he was on with Joe Rose this morning, or Jai Rose, I don't know. And... you know, the obvious question right now, everybody wants to know, like, what's the deal with Matthew Tkachuk? Because he got hurt playing with Team USA in the Four Nations tournament. I was crushed. I'm sure you guys talked about it on Friday that they lost Thursday, the way that they lost.
Great game, though. Yeah. Great game, though.
Here's what Paul Maurice had to say on Matthew Tkachuk's status.
We're going to know the answer to that, I think, probably by later today. If there needs to be another opinion, it'll be over the next two or three days after that. And that's about all I've got for you. I don't have a timeline on him. He's going to get looked at today. So we're hoping it's not too serious. There's the possibility that it's not too serious. There's the possibility that it is a bit longer term. But even with that, he's playing for us this year.
All right. So he's not going to miss the season. But there is obviously something there because he's telling you we're hoping it's not serious, which means there's some thought that it might be serious. But again, as long as he's healthy by the postseason, I don't think anyone's too concerned.
That's when you – what, they got 71 points. I'm looking at it now, 71 points, second in the Eastern, you know, top five in the league. Like, yeah, we'll just – we'll hold it down until Matt gets
yeah, up. I mean, there's no point in rushing him back. I mean, you're going to make the playoffs, and so you want to have good seeding, obviously. But we will wait. If we hear something on Matthew Tkachuk, we will share it with everybody. Today on the program, this hour, Tuan Russell is going to join us. So let's do headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Had a lot of headlines prepared, but I think this supersedes everything. I saw Diana Russini tweet out that the Green Bay Packers were the team that submitted a proposal to the NFL's competition committee to ban the tush push, and the Packers are looking to ban it.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Seems like a misinterpretation of fair play.
Huck, I don't know if we talked about this here or somewhere else. You can't ban it because you have to make a rule, and the rule is that there's nobody that can help a ball carrier. Where, when you know when a running back's running down the field and he gets stood up and a lineman pushed him in the back, is that illegal?
No, but you could make a rule that you can't have a formation with two running backs or two players behind a quarterback less than 1 yard away unless you're kneeling on the ball. If you're in that formation, there can be no gain. There can be no forward gain. Like, you could absolutely write a rule that would disallow that play.
You could write the rule, and I understand what you're saying. You can't have a player less than 1 yard away from the quarterback in the under center. Then they'll put those players at a yard and a half. It'll just be a little slower.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Push.
Okay, like, if you're gonna do it from 2 yards and you're gonna barrel a running back into the back of your quarterback, have fun, have at it.
And they'll do it. But what if it's a motion guy? Now you can't motion, and the guy can't be within a yard of your quarterback if he's a motion guy.
Put a big fat guy in motion and then have him barrel into the back of your quarterback, knock yourself out. I think that'd be a great offensive play.
He motions. Oh, it's even a running back. The running back lines up in the wing. He motions across, and by the time the ball snaps, he's standing in the same position the tush push is.
But that's one guy.
I'm with you. It is a glitch in football. I don't like it as a defender. You saw Chris Jones hurt his neck trying to stop it because he turned sideways. You saw the guy, the linebacker for the Rams, kept diving over top offsides to stop it.
There's
impossible to stop. I hate that the Eagles are guaranteed to get 1 yard. But the thing is, other teams try it, and it's not as efficient as the Eagles because they have linemen that are all 340 pounds and strong as hell. I think it's more of a personnel thing than an illegal formation.
I'm with you. The Eagles are perfectly suited for it. The Dolphins can't do it because A, you have a fragile quarterback, and B, you don't have an offensive line that can get that kind of push.
And B, Liam Eikenberg is going to be at right guard. Let's go at him. We're going to stand him up and throw him into the goalposts.
But I have a feeling that they write a rule that disallows it, because I just think it's almost like a silly. Anytime it's just a short yardage situation, they automatically get the first down.
I don't know if it's Nick Sirianni, or if it's Kellen Moore. I don't know who invented it, but it is really a glitch in football that I don't know how they litigate it out, though. That would be the wording of it, to your point. 1 yard by the quarter, like, the wording of it has to be interesting, because I think they'll find a glitch in that too.
The way they ban it, though, is just by calling it a safety issue, right? Like, you have your quarterback who is defenseless now with people spearing him over the top of a pile and guys behind him pushing him into those helmets, essentially. Like, I could see why the NFL...
Then you should never run a quarterback sneak ever. Like, that you can't... Like if you're going to say it's a safety issue, then I would go, if I'm the Eagles, I would go, well, then you have to ban quarterback sneaks, period. Because if you're concerned about, you know, the crown of the helmet going forward and meeting up with someone, like, there's too many situations where that happens.
Yeah. No, like I said, I hate it. I don't like it. I don't think, like, to Hawk's point, if they're fourth and one, they're getting we all know this. That's why it's called, you don't name something that doesn't work. If the first three times they ran this, Jalen Hurts got bent backwards and flipped over the pile, they would never run it again. It has two brotherly shove and tush push because it works. My whole thing, Solana, to your point, I think my thought would be the middle linebacker jams the crown of his head in the top of Jalen Hurts' head would be the only way to stop it. I understand exactly what y'all are saying. The wording of them making that illegal, I don't think they can do it. I've actually discussed this with people. The wording of that is just going to be tough.
It is a cheat code, though. Like, if it's 3rd and 8, they only need 6 yards, because as long as they get to 4th and 2, they're going to get the first down every single time. It literally, like, they reinvented football. They don't need to try to get first downs. They just have to get within a yard or two of the first down marker on 4th down. They're going to get it every single time.
And a pushback would be from the Eagles. Why can't other teams do it? If it's such a cheat code, why can't they do it?
Right. Because you could do it, I guess you could do it with Steph Curry, right, with Golden State. Go, hey, this guy can pull up anywhere and hit shots. We need to make that illegal. And now that I'm working it through in my head, wouldn't it be great? Like, you know, there's another arc. It's like, you know, it touches into the logo. And if you take a three-pointer behind that arc, so a logo shot pretty much, you know, these cutesy three-pointers, all of a sudden LeBron's pulling up and doing these. If you take a three-pointer outside the second arc, if it doesn't go in, the other team gets a point. Huh? That'll make you think twice.
What league was that when they had the four-pointer? Big Three?
I don't know. Did they have a four-pointer?
They had a four-point circle.
The Globetrotters?
I think the Globetrotters have like a 10-pointer. You know, I think they have a 10-point circle.
I think it was in the Big Three, the Ice Cube thing. They had a 4-point circle at some point.
I just like, if you're going to fire one of those up, it's risky because you might be giving the other team a point.
Yeah. So to Solana's point, if you tush push and don't get the first down, the other team gets 2 points, like a safety and the ball.
They get the ball.
I'll be down with it.
Yeah, let's have repercussions. You want to get cutesy. Cutesy repercussions. Cutesy cushions.
You know, I love consequences and repercussions to your action. I love it.
Hawk, you were praising Zion Williamson in the first hour of the show today. According to Mike C. Wright, who's an NBA writer for ESPN, Zion is down to 264 pounds, which would be the lightest he has ever weighed.
Have you seen him?
Since coming into the draft.
I'm telling you, Crowder, get him off that New Orleans team. Get him off that team.
Zebra can't change his stripes.
All right. You're going to eat your words. Easy joke there for you.
I've been eating my words for 6 years now. You've said that. You said that 6 years
ago. Get him off New Orleans.
Goodness. MVPs don't need to change teams to be great.
This is like putting Michael Jordan on the Washington Generals. Zion Williamson became the third fastest active player to reach 5,000 points behind Luka and LeBron. Did it over the weekend. And he's maybe played a third of the games that he could have played. I'm just spitballing. It may be less.
It might be less. And he's going to play a third of the games moving forward. He's not in shape. He's not built for a long season.
264. You're rolling yourself around right now in a wheelchair because you're so out of shape.
So the sample size, what is a sample size to you? You need to see 12 years?
No.
Of him being hurt every single season?
Right, but it's because of the team that he's on.
So his hamstrings are going to get stronger in Chicago.
He will be in a better conditioned, a better conditioning program.
No, he won't.
Outside of New Orleans. New Orleans is literally known for fried dough.
He's not.
The first step was getting down in weight. He's down in weight. That's the first step. Now his body can keep up with the rigors of the schedule.
No. He just lost some weight. Who was it? Al Roker? You think he's healthier?
Al Roker in his day? I mean, guys in the 70s now. I mean, apples to oranges.
Who has lost a bunch of weight? Just losing weight doesn't make you healthier. It makes you thinner.
You seen Lizzo lately?
The dude is not going to take... He's not going to take his job seriously. Even with 260, 280, he's not going to take his job seriously. No, he's not.
He is.
A little Ozempic, and now he's just going to be, wants to be LeBron. No.
All right. Sleep on your own.
Got a lap band.
Here's your local headlines. The Heat. They had a 14-point lead yesterday. They lost yesterday to the Milwaukee Bucks. They're 0-3 against the Bucks this season. They're three games below 500. They've lost four of their last five. They're back at it. Second night of a back-to-back. They got the Hawks tonight, 7:30 p.m. Hawks played yesterday. They lost to Detroit. A little NBA update for you. Detroit's won six straight. All of a sudden, the Pistons have a good team.
So what happened? The Pistons are good and the Knicks stink?
The Knicks don't stink. They're still the three seed, they're the three seed in the East, but they're 0-7 against the top teams in the Eastern Conference.
Mm.
Yeah. Celtics crushed them the other night. Luka and LeBron put up stupid numbers, ending a Denver 9-game win streak. Luka had 32, 10, 7, and 4. LeBron 25, 9, 5, and 3.
Kurt Heelan, our friend at NBCSports.com, headline: Zion Williamson playing well, reportedly at 264 pounds, weighing less than when drafted. I'm reading the entire article here. Zion is in the second season of his five-year, $197 million contract with New Orleans, one that has a lot of stipulations about weight and games played that allow the team to make future years of his contract non-guaranteed. Sounds like he's got that one covered. However, games missed, blah, blah, blah. They're quality young players. Final sentence, Kurt Heelan, guy knows basketball. In the short term, Zion is healthy and playing well.
Ooh! Hey, you remember Eddie on the Five Heartbeats? Remember when he got clean?
Eddie and the Five Heartbeats. He were off last week, Solana. He dropped a Joe Clark reference on the Pell. I happened to be listening in the car.
Yeah.
I mean,
Eddie got clean and was
joking.
Doing well.
That's Robert Townsend, Five Heartbeats.
Yeah, and then nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. He's going to relapse. He's going to relapse to fried dough.
But I'm not lying. Crowder is wheeling himself around in one of these desk chairs with wheels on the bottom of it. But he is such an old head right now that his legs don't work. He's wheeling himself around in one of these desk chairs, and he's dropping Five Heartbeats references.
Listen, addicts are always going to be addicts. I've learned that. That's why I bring up Eddie. Zion will probably get paid. He's going to get traded. He's clean. Think about how many times guys do this. They clean up their act. They get focused because a big paycheck's coming. Then the eating lazy person now has another $250 million to spend. He's going to keep grinding. He's going to go back to 295 eating fried dough.
Sometimes it takes you a while in life to get locked in. Was he like 25, 26 years old?
Not even. He's probably less.
I mean, a lot of kids, they don't have direction until they get a little bit older, and then you get locked in.
He's 24,
They have
man.
Google Maps, and he'll 24. Go straight to the
He's
steakhouse.
24?
24.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This guy has 15 years of NBA basketball left. I'm saying over under 4.5 NBA MVPs. Over or under 4.5.
MVPs.
That's right.
You're crazy.
Hey, man, in the month of February, he's played 7 games, 26 points per game, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And he's shooting 61.5% from the field.
Although I feel like he should have averaged
more. Y'all do this. You've done this. I remember last time you had a sample size of, in the last 3 weeks, he averaged 25 points a game. I wish an NBA season was 3 weeks because Zion would win the MVP. But you know what? It's 6 months. No chance. Uh-huh. He's going to relapse to calories.
No, sir.
Yes, he is.
I see it. I see it.
For
he's
5-6 months, he's the player I thought
he was going to be.
He's going to eat arugula for 5 months.
Problem is, Pelicans are dead last in the West.
Mm-hmm.
They're 32.5 games back of the Thunder.
That's it.
They're 14-43.
Yeah, led by their MVP candidate.
Well, that's the issue. That's why he's got to get out of there. Send him to the Lakers, too.
Oh, like crazy. Luka has an eating problem, too.
Man, he looked good yesterday.
Hey, Luka can play ball, man. The craziest thing is you see more Luka now than in Dallas, and he's stupid.
It's funny because Dallas, like, it's even an earlier game, and you see more Luka now, even though it's West Coast.
Luka's amazing.
The Canes Hoops are back in action tomorrow. They've got Duke at home at the Wasco Center. They only have 4 regular season conference games left before the conference
Thank
tournament.
God.
The Panthers, they lost 2-1 to the Kraken over the weekend. They're on the road tomorrow. They're in Nashville. They'll face the Preds. And I refuse to say Predators. Just weird.
Tomorrow, we're going to be at Funky Buddha watching the hockey game. So come on out and join us. Me,
yes.
Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, Josh Appel is coming.
Hey.
We're all going to be out at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. It's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And we're all just coming out there to eat and drink, watch some hockey. Crowder, you told me to remind you, bring some of those sample Crowder powder packets.
Got you.
Jimmy, what can you bring? Do you have any giveaways or something that you have anything that you identify with?
Myself.
All right. Bring yourself. Will you show people your OnlyFans,
OnlyFans
categories?
No, I'm going to bring yoga mats.
There you go. You'll do stretching in between periods. You'll help people stretch in between periods. That'd be perfect.
A yoga instructional.
Stretching with Jimmy. We'll do that in the barrel room.
We'll do that in the barrel room.
I think the Ticket Wizard might come out tomorrow night as well. So Funky Buddha, Tap Room in Oakland Park, 8 p.m. puck drop. This is an unofficial watch party. So just come out. Hang out with us. Watch some hockey. You know what I say. It's just hockey.
Just hockey.
Inter-Miami had their MLS regular season debut on Saturday. They hosted NYCFC. They were down a man for most of the game. They came back. Some messy heroics. They drew 2-2.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. A bit cloudy, a bit rainy. Drive safely, South Florida. That is your weather.
Our friend Twan Russell is going to join us in the next segment.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Don't forget, we have a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks to give away every single day this week. Twin Peaks, there's 6 locations in South Florida. There's a whole heck of a lot going on, whole heck of a lot of sports to watch. You know, hunker down at Twin Peaks, have the time of your life, that ice cold beer. So we'll give away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card sometime before 6, maybe even this segment, if you pay close attention. We seem to have misplaced Tuan Russell. So I was vamping a little bit to see if we could get Tuan on the line, but it doesn't seem to be answering, which is fine. We can always talk to him in the 4 o'clock hour, if the case may be. Heat tonight, you'll hear the game here on 560 WQAM, and we can do 15 minutes of Heat right now, just in case Tuan joins us in a little bit. 15 minutes of Heat, actually, 15 minutes of Heat is presented by our friends at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, and at HollywoodKia.com. You know how I pronounce things and overpronounce things, Solana, while you were off last week when I was doing that. I said, we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. I didn't realize that it was supposed to rhyme. But here's your 50 minutes of Heat, as long as we're waiting on Tuan for to join us. Maybe we'll get him in the next hour or a little bit later. So I'll give you the lines for tonight's Heat game, which, again, you'll hear here on this station. Heat are 1.5-point dogs tonight in Atlanta. You want to guess Bam's over under?
Ooh, it's Bam, 17 and a half.
19. Solana? 19 and a half.
19 and a half. 19 and a half. He's finding himself. Like John Michael said, you have Khalil Ware out there. Bam is finding himself.
He let me down the other day, though. I bet him over 20 and didn't quite get there.
Andrew Wiggins over under tonight?
A little lower, 16.
Juana?
17 and a half.
20 and a half.
Hmm.
The aforementioned Khalil Ware. Want to guess where tonight?
Oh, 13 and a half.
No, it's probably like 8.5, 9.5.
12 and a half.
Wow.
Juana looking for a low-scoring game tonight. Crowder looking for a high-scoring game tonight. Duncan Robinson, 8.5 tonight. Davion Mitchell, 7.5 tonight. And Tyler Hero, what do you think Tyler's over-under tonight in Atlanta?
22.5.
Juana?
Way over. 27.5.
26.5. 26.5. He has to put up 26, 27, 28 points a night, or else they don't have any scoring. Like that's his role.
This is his chance to show the league that he's a dog. Like, I love it.
But and he
I don't
has.
Know if he's going 27 a night. Yeah, he's been playing well.
How about Trae Young?
What's Davion Mitchell's nick? What's Davion Mitchell's nickname?
Man.
We were talking one thing about having no enforcers, but Davion got a little edge to him. I saw the other night, like he bucked up on somebody.
No, he off night. That's what it is. Off night.
Oh, off night. Yeah.
Okay.
But
he has some. He might have a screw or two loose. I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, but the reason he was nicknamed off night is because when he played at Baylor, every guy he covered had an off night. He had explained it.
It's a great nickname.
Yeah. He had explained it to me when we spoke when he was introduced. No joke. Like, he's a Spo guy. Spo loves that guy. He loves Davion Mitchell.
How long did you speak to him?
So when you talk. Yeah.
a lot while.
But when you did you get a little crazy out of him? Like, you're talking to him, did you get a little, you know?
Let's just say you don't want to mess with that guy. You know, like, you do not want to mess with him at all. He's a dog. Like, he's got that dog in him. He really does.
Yeah, no, I noticed. I forgot what game it was. Like, I saw him kind of turn and do that, you know, we call it the UD look now, but it's like, oh, don't look over here like I'm pie now. you can get this if you want this. I saw the look and I was excited.
How about Trae Young tonight? Over under Trae Young.
Ooh, yeah. 26 and a half?
Yeah, 24 and a half.
28 and a half.
Jeez.
What do you think the over under is on tonight's game, Solana? Because you keep going low on stuff. And Crowder's high. What do you think the total is for tonight's game?
The thing is, the Hawks average like 192 points a game.
Right. Remember, John Michaels was telling us like they're scoring 140 a game and losing.
They lost like 143 to 138 last night to the Detroit Pistons. Like, it's just stupid numbers.
They playing horse. 250?
If the Heat can't slow them down. If this is not a game where the Hawks are, you know, held to 108, 105 points, the Heat are going to lose. Like, they can't put up 140 points in a game.
Well, what I see happening is what's happened several times, including yesterday. I think the Heat are going to look great through three quarters, and then I think Atlanta's going to score 70 points in the fourth quarter. I just think they're going to – I'm waiting to live bet this game. The total's 231. 231. Kind of want to go over on that, right?
Hell, everybody on the team scoring 20, Hawk. Yeah, right? The math is simple.
The Heat defense, though, like, the Heat defense is still good. The problem is, like, even yesterday, the Bucks score 120, but the Heat held them for most of the game through the first three quarters to around 30 points per quarter outside of the first. And then it's that fourth quarter where Miami can't score. Defensively, they have some lapses, some unorthodox lapses, and teams just put up a ton of points in the fourth.
Not to undermine your point, Solana. They can't play great defense and give up around 30 points a quarter.
No, that in the NBA,
the math on that is a
that's solid.
The math on that's 120 a game, Solana.
That's solid.
Does Richa say play a lot? Like, is he active a lot? Because his over under is 12.5. I just haven't watched much of Atlanta.
Yeah, Risa Shea usually starts. He had missed some games earlier this season. He had 17 or 19 last night versus Detroit.
He's shooting threes because his over-under for threes made is 1.5.
Nah.
And it's even money.
He's more of like a mid-post, get to the stripe kind of guy.
How about Tyler Hero?
Hey, man. Threes, 3.5.
3.5, yeah.
He struggled from three over the past couple games. Like, he hasn't been shooting the three ball great. He was 3 of 12 last night. Which means he's due, by the way. I'm letting you know he's due.
Are you betting the over?
Nah. Maybe I'll take a flyer. I mean, he won the 3-point contest. Like, at some point, that three ball is going to come back to life.
I'm leaning towards the over on that, although I think it's like -130.
Yeah.
Like, over 3.5, -130.
Because he'll take him. Took 12 last night. He's going to take him.
How about a Tyler triple-double, +1,600?
He can't pass and hit 30.
Why? He did last night. He had 40, 11, and 7. He flirted with the 40-point triple-double.
Wow.
Bro, Tyler, no joke. Tyler Hero right now is playing like stupid good basketball.
Oh, yeah. And he shouldn't pass. It's like, I guess I don't want him to have his assists. I want him to shoot the ball.
And I think he wants to shoot the ball.
Let it fly, Tyler. You get me excitement. I don't want to see Bam do a in the paint post up move. That's not fun for me.
You want to give away these this Twin Peaks $50 gift card?
Yes.
All right. What caller number do you want to take? We have $50 at Twin Peaks every day this week. So you listen to us every day this week. We're going to give away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every single day. What caller number do you want to take? You want to take caller
14
for Tyler?
Tyler Hero. Yes, he's going to ball out. He's our star.
Caller 14, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. We'll get $50 at Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. So we were unable to communicate with Twan Russell, unfortunately, but we will try to find him and have him join us in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm sure he got busy as a athletic director. Things pop up at school when you're an athletic director. So hopefully Twan Russell will join us sometime in the 4 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. I see that they're, talking on NBA Today about shutting down Joel Embiid for the season. What a disaster, man.
That's a disaster, man.
Who would you rather have, Joel Embiid or Zion Williamson next season?
Zion Williamson. I'll take two Zions over Joel Embiid.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 4 o'clock hour coming up.
I don't think he wants to
up.
Play basketball anymore.
He doesn't seem to want to, no. We'll get headlines.
Yeah.
We'll get into all the stuff that we need to get into. 4 o'clock hour is coming your way here in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Hawk and Crowder.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.